This week marks 1 year since the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed in the state. To commemorate the milestone, we're speaking with Arkansans from all walks of life about their experiences and reflections 12 months into the pandemic.
My name is Sheldon Ricklin. I'm an associate professor with the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, and I work at their Northwest campus with the Department of Family and Preventive Medicine, as well as with the Office of Community Health and Research. I'm also a primary care provider at one of our Springdale FQAC clinics. I definitely was worried when I heard that you got to Arkansas, you know, understanding what devastation it was already, you know, wreaking over in China. And as, you know, things were going on, they were talking about risk factors, you know, who were at risk of getting the infection and what the complications were. As I was listening and reading on things, it basically was outlining our Pacific Islander population. Our Marshallese were quite at high risk, so that was my worry. I was quite concerned. The biggest changes in my job over the last 12 months has been much more busier. I thought that I was already busy at that time, but you know, you would think that there will be more hours in a day so I can do more work. But definitely there's been more job-related functions and roles and duties that I had to do that has expanded. Definitely being more public health minded, trying to address the needs of the Marshallese community as things were happening. Always trying to think ahead of things before they impact the community. Trying to get ahead of the pandemic was what we've always been trying to do. And, you know, we've succeeded at some point, but, you know, a lot of things, you know, we've had to adjust quickly in making sure we address the concerns of the community. The challenges over the last year, you know, has been many. I think initially when the pandemic came on, it was trying to tell our community that this thing was real, you know, and with all the different changes and different recommendations that happened through the months and, you know, including masking initially wasn't required. And now we're all under the mask mandate because it's required. And we know that these public health guidelines actually work. I think initially we were not sure if that was really what we needed to do. So trying to convince our Marshallese community, because, you know, we saw it wasn't just within the Marshallese, but others in the community were not really believing that this was happening. And, you know, and I don't blame them because, you know, I initially myself, I didn't believe it either. So it's been trying to address all those challenges, all these concerns and all these questions that came out and trying to change our lifestyles, trying to change our culture and trying to not really change it, more adapt it into ways that would work both in us keeping our culture, but at the same time, making sure that our loved ones are safe and sound. There are many bright spots that, you know, amazingly, I can say that came out of this pandemic. I think for one, you know, I see that, you know, many of us are now working more collaboratively. You know, I think even within our community, Marshallese community, many of our organizations were doing their own things, you know, trying to address the needs of the community. But right now, we're all working together to make sure that we address the community's needs, you know, overall. I think that's a positive thing. I see many of the changes that we've been pushing for pre-pandemic has finally been happening more. You know, that includes in language, culturally and linguistically appropriate, you know, materials that get out to the community, whether it's posters, whether it's handouts or brochures, interpretative services, translation services, having our healthcare navigators and contact tracers be of Marshallese descent to make sure that the information, that communication is there. So there's less misinformation, less miscommunication. I think that's been a lot of challenge for many of our community members, especially for us, because English is our second language. If you add the science and the health and medical terms to it, that just adds another layer to it. So, you know, trying to make it as simple as possible, as best as we can. So they understand it, they follow the guidelines, and they make informed choices. Definitely is exhausting. You know, it's been busy. It's been busier than usual. I mean, less sleep and a lot more work. And it seems like as you're addressing different things, other things come up, so you have to address them at the same time. But at the same time, it's work that, you know, you went into this field for. You know, I went into this to kind of serve the community. And so it's rewarding. It's tiring, but it's rewarding.
Tune in tomorrow to hear another story about living during the first year of the pandemic. The song used for this series is At Home by Arkansas artist Amos Cochran. You can listen to all of the stories from this series on our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.